about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, Sasha.
Hi, Lana.
Welcome back to Free Period, a podcast about all embarrassing things in our childhood. And we have the most incredible guest. I'm going to cry. I say this because not only is she an incredible comedian? She's the one of the funniest people I've ever seen that has come into these eyes. But she's also the most amazing singer and an actress. You're like, God, do less. Honestly, you're making us look bad. You're making us look bad. We have Catherine Cohen on the pod today.
Oh my God.
Welcome,
girls.
Period. Girls,
you know what? You two are the coolest girls in California to me. You are the coolest girls in California. But I just learned that Sasha lives in New York too. She's actually bi-coastal. But thank you. I'm so honored to be on the pod. Thank you so much for, I've really admired you both from afar for years. So it's nice to meet on Zoom.
If you haven't watched Catherine's amazing Netflix special, you should.
Oh, it's so good.
But my favorite thing was how, like, I don't know how you got my address or the Netflix gods got my address, but like a fun little package came to my house for your Netflix special, like month when it came out, and I use everything that was in the package, like a shaker.
Oh my God,
thing,
I'm honored.
Every day I think about you. Every day I literally think about you.
Stop,
Catherine.
Okay, how's everyone doing?
We're doing so great. I mean, I'm feeling 100. I'm feeling so 100 this morning as I chug down this iced Americano. But there's so many things that I need to. I feel like you are our soul sister. You are so cut from the same cloth as me and Sasha.
I feel connected.
Just even watching the first song of your Netflix special where it's Boys Never Wanted to Kiss Me, So I Do Comedy. That's literally Boys Never Wanted to Kiss Us, So We Created This Podcast. So
I know. It's why we're here today. We would not be on Zoom without the boys.
Can you hearken back to we usually start with seventh grade. We can go wherever you want. The world is your oyster.
Thank you so much. I love that you start with seventh grade because that's when I feel like I became a person. That's when like I started to have conscious thoughts and like plans and a life of my own that wasn't just like with my parents or whatever. I grew up in Houston, Texas.
Oh.
No one knows why. And the thing, and you're never going to believe this, but my dad's Jewish, obviously, but my mom is Catholic. And so I went to these very Christian schools,
yes,
which fucked up my brain.
Oh, my
so
that, goodness.
So I went to River Oaks Baptist School in the seventh grade, if you can imagine.
Oh, was it co-ed? Was it boys
it
and
was
girls?
Co-ed.
Or just girls?
It was co-ed. It was uniforms. We had weekly chapel. You know, it was very spiritual.
Did you have a bat mitzvah?
No, isn't that sad?
No, it's fascinating.
Did y'all both have?
No, I didn't. I talk about it on the pod all the time. Sasha
wow.
did.
Okay, we need to throw one.
Mine was my coming out party. I mean, I had begged my parents to let me audition for Teen Idol, and they didn't. They had never heard me sing, and I was like practicing Vision of Love or My All in the mirror. And my bat mitzvah, I was like, yeah, I'll sing the Hebrew. I'm not going to sing it like a, you know, pop star. I'm going to save that for Teen Idol, but I'll just sing it in my normal voice. And then I sang it in my normal voice, and that changed my life.
You were the Teen Idol.
I was the Teen Idol with apparently a Joni Mitchell, I had a Joni Mitchell vibe when I sang my Hebrew.
Either way, you're my Teen Idol.
But what was there like a Jewish community, not to like make you just talk about Judaism because that's literally all we talk about on this podcast. But was there a Jewish, like, did you go to bar and bat mitzvahs in Houston? Did they have them?
I went to Christian school. There is a huge Jewish community in Houston, but I literally like didn't meet a Jewish person until I went to college. I mean, that's not true. I had Jewish. I went to two bar and bat mitzvahs. We had like, there were two families we were friends with, but I like didn't know anyone. And I was like, what is this? Such a little bitch.
Where did you go to college? I know this is getting fast forwarding. And just
fast forward. I went to Princeton and then all my friends were Jewish. And I'm like, wait, I'm Jewish. And then I felt at peace.
Amazing. Well, because you know you have the most coveted last name in Judaism.
I That's know. Like my Thank dream. You.
Like, if you have any Cohens in your family that want to marry me, I would love to be a Cohen. Also, I would love to be in your family. So
guess what? I have two amazing brothers who would die to marry you.
Stop.
Oh,
so we'll be in touch.
Don't yeah. you
Alana,
dare
older or I younger?
Yeah, older or younger.
They're both younger, but we're close in age, so they're within reason. Yeah.
Okay.
So in we're making bracket. A shidduch. We're in making a full yeah. shidduch.
It's happening.
It's kind of like the story of Passover when he comes in the
It's the, exactly
what is
like
he,
that.
What is he, like a merchant like sells his daughters to Moses or something? I don't know. I will take one of your brothers, have them dance in front of me, and I shall pick one and be in your family. Well, that's amazing.
How did you feel in seventh grade? What was your vibe? Were you into musical theater? Were you cool? Were you trying to be cool but just not making it?
I think, yeah, my whole life was being just never cool, never a huge loser, floating just under cool, so desperate. I describe it as like, I was at the parties, but not because I was invited, just because, like, my friend was going and I went with them. Like, no one wanted to kiss me. Clothes didn't fit me. Like, I loved musical theater. I played sports and stuff, too. I don't know. I was just, like, so I was so horny and no one cared.
Yes.
Yep.
Us, too.
No one cared. I was me and my pillow. Like, that's my story. I would, like, I was, like, I recently unlocked a really dark sense memory of being, like, being, like, in my closet in high school and, like, putting on like a sexy outfit to like, I guess like turn myself on. Like, I don't know what, but like I would like roll up my uniform skirts and be like, look in the mirror and just be like, oh, what do I, like feeling so hot, but like turned on, but not knowing why.
That's so beautiful. I love that.
I remember I definitely was like, yeah, heavily masturbating in the seventh grade. Next to my Spanish textbook had this neon pink cover. And I have like a flash of like looking at the pink cover and being like, I need to go downstairs with this book because I keep just laying on the floor masturbating instead of studying. I would have to go be near my family because otherwise I'd be just on my hand. I mean, it's disgusting. It's not right.
It's not disgusting. And do I feel it's like you wear a lot of pink. Do you wear a lot of pink now? Am I making that up?
I did. I wore a huge pink frock in the Netflix special.
Yes.
And so now I did. Thank you for remembering. And now I'm like trying to move on. I'm trying to find a new color. What do you guys think? Purple?
I would go into my mom's closet. My mom had beautiful lingerie and I would go into her closet and take it and put it on as a, I mean, I have digital photos because I had a digital camera and I have digital photos of myself in, she had two mirrors on both her closet doors. So, you know, when you'd put the doors together, it would make a million me's, you know,
it's a good title for something.
A million me's. And I would put on lingerie. And I took photos of me kissing myself in the mirror so that there were all like a train, like a human centipede of me's kissing. Like, it's actually a beautiful photo. The problem is I can never use it as I am 13 in it and in my mother's lingerie. And
oh my God.
She had beautiful lingerie and it, but she did take me to Gap Body and she did buy me thongs when I was in sixth grade and I did write an entry about it. But this is what I reference constantly in this, but it's my diary.
I always wanted a thong after Degrassi. Did anyone ever watch that, the Manny Santos episode where she comes in with like a sparkly thong? That never was me.
I remember I didn't have Degrassi on like our cable package, but my friend Lindsay did. And so I'd go to her house and be like, can we please, and her mom would let us eat whatever we wanted. So I'd eat ice cream and watch Degrassi and be like, this is the best day. But you know what, Sasha, I feel like Gap Body was like my mom didn't want to take me to Victoria's Secret, but she was okay with Gap Body. Gap Body felt like wholesome to her.
I think so, because it was a lot of gray. And I feel like gray is safe. Heather gray.
So heathered.
So
T-shirt
heathered.
Bras.
And you know what? Guess what? Victoria's Secret was hot pink. So there you go. Maybe you didn't want to go. Maybe you had this vision.
Honestly, we're unpacking. I feel like we're healing you already. We have now like understood why you chose hot pink for your Netflix special. Congrats.
I do feel healed.
We're healing. It was that damn book, and then Victoria's Secret,
and then the dress.
Wow, Victoria's Secret pink. Yeah,
yeah. So you were saying you were comfortably floating through seventh grade. You were like not getting invited to the parties by the hosts themselves, but you're going with friends. Like, what was your friend group like?
Yeah, I feel like seventh and eighth grade, I was honestly happy. I went to like a pretty small school and I had a group of friends that I'd had since we were like, you know, in kindergarten. I feel like things took a turn when I went to high school. That was when it got unfun. But seventh and eighth grade was no one like I do remember once I had a crush on this guy and I told my friend about it, name redacted, and then at the Super Bowl party I looked over and she was kissing him. That happened to me a lot. That happened to me a lot, girls. That's why I'm here on Zoom.
There's nothing worse than that feeling. There's nothing worse.
Oh, it's like
I
can
go one further, you guys. I can go one further. I had a friend who shtupped a guy next to me. We were in high school, and I had a crush on a guy, and we were on like an L couch, you know, like the L, like sectional couch, and like I had told her a million times, like I'm in love with name redacted, like I'm in love with him, like I am obsessed with this guy, and we were watching. Oh God, I forget what we were watching, a VHS for some reason. We were like cool and alt, and we were like, we're gonna watch a VHS because we're so, you know, we're not gonna watch television. We're gonna watch a VHS of, I don't even remember what it was, because I literally don't. All I can remember is being traumatized by my friend shtupping the guy that I liked next to me.
What? That's like insane. Under a blanket?
No, not even under a blanket. It was weird. It was so weird.
So you had a threesome.
I mean, no. Well, the thing that was weird about it, it wasn't a three. I wish that would have been fucking great. But like, it was my friend. I had a guy friend who we were just friends. Me. This is like what the couch was. It was like on one side of the L. It was like my friend, me, and then the guy on the other side of the couch, the L, the other L, the leg, if you will, the foot of the leg. It was the guy that I liked, and then my friend, and we were watching this VHS, and then I just heard groaning noises.
Oh. No.
And it was like, I could do this, and I would touch his butt, probably. Oh. I could do this. And I was like weirdly kind of proud of myself because I only heard it. I was like, I'm not going to look at this because this is going to put me in therapy for years if I see my friend shtupping a guy that I like. So I literally just like let it happen. And I was like, I'm not looking. And I didn't look. So friend didn't look. It's like what?
Nope. The movie, if you've seen it. You just don't look at it. You can't look at it.
Oh, right. You can't look at it. Yes. Oh, I was like, there was a shtupping L-couch scene in Nope. I was like, at what part when they're on like the weird, the TV show? I was like, what part? I was like, did I fall asleep during that part that there was like a shtupping L-couch scene?
Yeah, shtupping L.
But no, it's terrible.
Hearing your friend do anything. I mean, to this day, I have heard one of my friends having sex. Only one. Because I lived with her. She was my roommate. And it scarred me for life. I never want to hear a friend ever. I don't. Terrible. I'm happy for them. Happy for them. I do not want to hear it. And I can't believe. I think even hearing it is worse than seeing it.
I mean, and that's why I'm on this podcast.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
That's why this podcast is created. I was like in ninth grade, and I also like
that is insane.
That's early.
Well, because I hadn't lost my virginity yet, so like I was just like, but I wanted to. Like no, that was like
friend.
The thing is like, I know. Dude, people were more advanced than me. Also, no one wanted to shtup me, so I was like, I was ready. I was like, what do you want to do? What do we do here?
You were pink textbook ready.
I was pink textbook ready, and yet no one was buying what I was selling.
Yeah, the main difference is that everyone was so religious that it was like no one was having sex, and if you go, like, no one wanted to. Everyone was, like, saving themselves for marriage. So it was, like, we were all horny, but we're, like, oh, my God. I heard she got fingered at the movies. Like, that's insane. Like, everyone was, like, we don't do that. And that was cool in 7th and 8th grade.
And then how about 9th grade? So now you go to 9th grade and you're, like, uh-oh.
So bad. I went to a different school than all my friends from middle school, so I didn't know anyone. And I remember my outfit for the first day, green Lacoste polo, thank you to my team, Abercrombie jean skirt, and of course, rainbow flip-flops.
Oh, yeah. That's
and still,
the cool girl, the cool girl uniform. That is the
still
cool
no
girl
action.
Uniform.
Still no action. No, but all through high school, like none of my friends, I was a virgin until college because we all were like brainwashed by the church. I actually, it's psychotic. It's so like the second I got to college, I was like, oh wait, I don't have to do this anymore. Like this isn't real. And then I felt so free. But Yeah, no one was having sex.
No one was having sex.
I found out later that one of my friends had been having sex and was too scared to tell us. Shout out to that queen. No way. I know. She ended up getting married really young, so I don't know.
Yeah, as you will.
So I remember one of my parties friends. What were parties like in seventh grade? Like, what would you guys do? Because we were playing spin the bottle, so I'm assuming you guys weren't doing that.
We did play spin the bottle, but it was just very like PG, like a little peck, and then we'd run away. There was like kissing, but nothing else. I remember one of my friends once was complaining that like his girlfriend wouldn't blow him, and I was like, oh, that's so stupid. Like, I would, like, that's crazy. And he was like, I don't want you. I was like, okay, cool.
I would, that's crazy.
Also, one part of the song that I thought, the first song of your, sorry to bring it back to your Netflix special because it's so fucking good, but
yeah, can you please stop mentioning my amazing special? please stop.
No, but there's a part of the first song where you say like, I stole the guy's hat, and you thought that was like a cute thing to do, and then he was like, just give me my hat back. Like, the amount of times that I've done that.
Oh my
like,
god,
you're
oh my
so
god.
Crazy so... I'm gonna take your hat. No, it was not cute. That
was so relatable.
That was seventh grade, and I would continue to have a crush on that guy throughout high school and eventually make out with him in the drive through of a Taco Cabana, if you can believe it.
Congratulations. Was that the best night of your life or day?
You know when you hook up with someone, you can tell like they regret it and you don't, and you're like, okay, cool. That was the vibe. He was gonna like, we should never acknowledge that it happened, but no. Slay and rosé.
Did you have like, so like when I got older, because there were so many dudes that did me so dirty in middle school that like I had like really? A list of, I was like, I'm, when I get, you know, older and hotter and I get my braces off, you're gonna all fucking want me, you dicks. And
oh my god, can you imagine?
And I went, dude, in my early 20s, I think I made out with every single dude that did me dirty in middle school. Like, for my younger self, it was like a form of healing. It was totally. Actually a form of healing. I was like, I'm going to go back. And other than the only, there's two that are on my list that I didn't make out with. One was Sam Lerner, who we had on the podcast.
Yes, yes.
Oh my god.
And then famously Willie St. Marie. He was like my guy. Willie, we talk about him, like, take a shot every time I talk about Willie St. Marie. But like,
who is that? That's a crazy name.
He was my guy, and he was like the love of my life in middle school. Like, famously, wow. Gave me the time of day, but we still have not made out. But like, it was like Game of Thrones style. Like, you know, when she like goes through her list of like who she's gonna kill. Like, I would go through my list every night of like, who am I gonna make out with when I'm older? And I knocked some names off there, and it was healing for teenage Alana. I'm just saying.
That's so better than therapy.
I'm happy that absolutely. You did that.
I mean, I cannot imagine being someone who rejected you, because now you're a literal rock star. You must feel so it's like, fuck off. Like, bye. They must feel humiliated.
So surprised, my dog. It is. It is a fun I mean, no one else can see me on this pod, but it is a dark day for me, and you can understand why. It
no,
is.
You have a glow. You have a glow.
Rough waters over here.
I think you look stunning. I really do.
Thank you. You guys, stop it. Let's all date each other. Can I date you? I would date you in a second.
Yeah, absolutely. I also think that's also why I became such a like drunk whore in my 20s, was because I'd been abstaining and rejected for so long that when I got to New York, I was just like open for biz, holes slip and sliding. You know what I mean? It was, and now I'm like, oh, that wasn't like necessarily fun party girl. That was like a cry for help. But.
Oh. And then how about going back, like, your first semester, Christmas break, back to Houston? You're like, I know everything now. I've taken poli-sci. Like, I know the answers to the world. I mean, did you come back to Houston being like, I know more than you'll ever know to all your fellow?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Also, because they all still went to school together. Like, most of them ended up going to school in Texas. And I was like, I left Texas. Like, you'll never understand.
I mean, you went to Princeton.
I know. It
Congratulations.
Sounds... Thank you. I don't remember any of it, but it was incredible.
My parents would have been so proud of you. My parents, I didn't get in any college, and they were like, we hate you.
Yeah, and now you are a rock star. So.
Yes, bitch.
But you guys, it was a dark couple of years where she was not, my parents were not pleased with my stoner ass not going to class and then being like, I didn't get into college. They're like, well, great. You know what? Esty and Danielle kind of killed it. And then, you know what, Alana, maybe we should have paid more attention. Speaking of stoners, were there like stoners in high school? Like, what were like who were the popular kids? Like, what were they like?
Yeah, the cool kids were definitely doing drugs. The cool rich kids were definitely doing drugs, like in their Range Rovers. And I think actually I know this for a fact now. They called my friend group the God Squad.
Why?
Because we loved God. Girls, we loved and we cherished God. Girls.
You know the God Squad?
We didn't know that at the
reason,
time.
The God Squad feels like you guys were like the bad girls. The bad girls
I
for
know.
God.
The thing that was confusing, we did like drink a lot and like go out, but then we felt really bad about it the next day. Like we had to repent. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love to repent.
Does that mean like you go to confessional or is that Catholicism?
Catholics go to confessional.
Okay. I'm a dumbass.
No, you're perfect. Never change. I can't imagine. I would always lie and confess. I wasn't going to actually say what was true. I was just like, I was mean to my brother. And they're like, okay, you're forgiven. I'm like, bye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I feel like I do confessional every day totally. Of my life. I'm constantly calling friends and being like, ooh, was this bad?
Oh, that's all I do. I made a list of everything bad I've ever done during the pandemic because I was like, what?
Honestly, it's like fourth step. You gotta.
It's so dark.
You gotta.
I was like, it's so messed up. Yeah, confessional would be nice, but I don't. I guess kind of therapy is like that now.
I guess it is. Right. Therapy is 100% confessional.
I wish I could do therapy every day.
I was going to say, do y'all keep it real with your therapist or do you lie?
Sasha, you go first.
I keep it so real. I've never lied to her. It's really, really healing. It's really
good.
I'm going to be confessional right now. Not that I lied to my therapist, but I do withhold some information.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to give her all the dirty details. The thing that's like funny though, is that like, I try to make my therapist laugh, and I think that that's not a good thing.
I do too. I clown.
Like when I'm so happy when she laughs, because she also, my therapist, shout out to her. I mean, I don't want to say, I don't think she would want me to say her name.
Her email address is this. Reach out.
I don't think that she would want me to say her name on this podcast. She'd be like, this is literally against the rules. But she's like what I aspire to be as like, she's like, a Jewish woman that has like is married and has children and is really, you know, she like, I got her from the temple. I literally got her from temple. That's how fucking Jewish I am.
How old is she?
I don't know how old she is. She looks super young. You never ask. I was like, you know what? You're, I mean, whatever she's doing, she's aging like a goddamn fine wine.
Mine's younger than me. Can you imagine? Send me to jail. Send me to jail.
No.
I found out recently because I asked. I said, excuse me, miss, ma'am, how old are you? She's like, I'm 29.
No.
I said, how can you know a single thing about
this world?
I was
just going to say, what do you know?
You start smoking
20?
A cigarette.
Yeah. No, I need like an older woman that has been through it like me.
I know.
That's crazy. Yeah. Well, you know what? If it works, it works.
It's more that it's too exhausting to switch right now. But maybe don't.
I know.
Does it work? I mean, you know, you tell me. But so you withhold sometimes.
I do withhold some things. I downplay a lot of things to her. Because also this is a new therapist. Like we're just getting to it. I think I've been only going to her for like 6 months. So I'm like, I don't really feel like, it's kind of like dating.
It's
kind of
like dating
where I'm like,
dating.
After like a year, then like I'll really be like, okay,
yourself.
Buckle up. here we go. I'm going to tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God.
Yeah.
But totally. Yeah. No, there has definitely been points where I'm like talking to her and I'm like, I am really just, what am I paying her for? I'm not saying anything that's actually bothering me, but I make her laugh.
Yeah, it feels good.
You practice your bits on her. You practice your tight 10.
I feel like you have, you know, loved singing and, you know, entertaining people. When did were you in school plays? Like,
I feel like are we all musical theater girls or what?
I am a musical theater gal.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. That's my story. That's my truth.
What set it off for you? What was the first musical? Was it Rent?
I think it's just like when you're little and you like to sing, they put you in a musical. I went to New York with my mom when I was 12 and we saw Hairspray, and that was quite formative. I sang it in the talent show.
Which song? You Can't Stop the Beat?
Woke up today, good morning, Baltimore.
Yes.
As I sing, as I walk through the door, the world could have come through and see Baltimore and me.
Yes, exactly.
It's hard to sing together on a Zoom, so I just let you guys take that before. One. I do know the song, though. I love Hairspray.
I love Hairspray,
but I was like, you know what? We're all going to be in different keys. It's just going to, we're all going to be at different times.
Next time.
Wait, but that's amazing. So what plays did you do in school? What was like your first role, if you will?
Well, I feel actually in high school, I was never given the lead role, and that fueled the fire that I have now, of course. The rejection is what keeps us going. La, la, la. And then in college, I got to do some fun parts just because, like, no one wanted to be an actress there. Besides, everyone wanted to go into finance, and I was like, la, la. Yeah, I was like, I'm moving to New York. I'm going to be on Broadway. And then I realized there's actually no roles for women at all who aren't Tinkerbell vibes. So it didn't take. And then I slipped and fell into the amazing comedy community. And now here I am. But it's all just a roundabout way of wanting to be an actress. I mean, isn't that life?
I give you so much props, honestly. I don't think I could ever do stand up. That gives me so much zai.
You could do it in 1 second. You'd be great at it.
That's our biggest fear, stand up.
Really? You're both so funny.
I like the thing is like in this kind of vibe, I'm like, let's go. We got one liners.
Banter.
Just all the banter.
Are you guys Love Island? Are you a Love Island people?
Oh, like the biggest.
Thank God. I feel safe.
The biggest. Sasha introduced me to Love Island. That's how much it's of a best friend life. She is to me. It literally is like the gift that keeps on giving. I lived at Sasha's house for like 3 months, and like as my going away, like I'm getting out of your hair finally gift, I bought her a Love Island the bottle with the name on it.
Honey, I got one in my kitchen. That's how you know. That's soul sister vibes. I love it. I just commented on Ekin-Su's post. I commented love you on Ekin-Su's Instagram. Like, I need help. Yeah, she liked it. And I never comment on like celebs' photos, but I was like, I love this girl.
Did she follow you?
Is Ekin-Su still with Davide?
Where is Davide? They're really happy. Apparently they're really happy.
Wow. Well, they make each other laugh. They can't stay in a fight. They make each other laugh. They'll be fighting, and then she'll look at him and she'll be like, what am I going to do with you?
When they got back together, I was shocked. I was like, Davide and Ekin-Su are never getting back together.
I know.
Cue the shocked. Taylor Swift song. And then
shocked.
Well, it happened.
Were you watching TV? Like, what were you into culturally? And who was your biggest crush? Like, 6th to 9th grade.
I was a big Ashton Kutcher girl.
Yep, me too.
Oh, yeah.
And Robert Pattinson.
Oh,
the Twilight situation.
Oh, the Twilight saga.
So who were your? Okay, so it was Ashton Kutcher, and then what were you watching? Like, what were your go tos? Did you watch The Simple Life?
Oh, I love The Simple Life. I was a big OC girl. That was my favorite.
That's all we talk about.
Really? And you know, the OC soundtracks are what gave me good taste in music.
Oh yeah.
Those were amazing.
It was the Phantom Planet, Rooney, the whole nine.
Exactly. Who were y'all's celeb crushes?
My crushes, well, I say it all the time. Like, my first crush was Ryder Strong, who, update for everyone listening to this podcast, fucking followed me on Instagram. And I had a fucking meltdown.
Freaked out.
Ryder Strong, my first love, followed me on fucking Instagram. It was wild. Sean from goddamn Boy Meets World. So Ryder Strong, insane. I don't know I can't believe if he's listening to this, thank you for following me.
Ryder, I didn't even know that was his name.
Yeah, Ryder Strong. Isn't that a hot
it's
name?
It's a really porny Ryder, name, yeah.
I know, it's super porny.
Literally, Ryder her strong. Okay, don't mind if I do, King.
He was my guy. But the Ashton Kutcher of it all, I mean, Punk'd was like...
Mm-hmm.
The anxiety God. That show also gave me, though.
Wait, also, do you know I used to fantasize that I was being Punk'd? Like, everywhere. Like, I was like, I'm going to end up on that show, and I'm going to be so nice. And I
yes.
imagine scenarios that I would be, like, cut to. Like, something actually horrible happens. I'm, like, with my family, and I'm like, that's not nice.
I won't stand for that.
I know. But I actually, truly, I mean, in my mind in seventh grade, I was like, I'm going to be a huge star. I'm going to be an actress. Mm. I'm going to be a star. I wanted to be an actress so badly.
You are a star.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm going to be so famous that I'm going to get Punk'd. And people are going to just absolutely love how I handled the situation. I'm not going to freak out. I'm not going to be mean. I'm not going to be a diva because I wasn't raised that way. And I'm going to show everyone that I'm a sweet girl. And I would, like, imagine horrible situations happening to me. And then I'd be like, no, you know, helping out the person that had fallen, and you know, I really, that was my fantasy. It was like practicing Oscar speech in the mirror, and then it was imagining I'm on Punk'd.
I love it. I was heartbroken when TRL got canceled because all I wanted to do was be like to wave down to all the cool people waiting, like, you know, like they go to the window on TRL. Never happened.
You wanted to.
That
actually,
was my
that's
show.
Surprising that. I mean, that has happened in other ways.
Yeah, they need to bring it back, Tiara. Is it back, like, or something?
That's the
is
thing.
Is
TV that's, like,
real?
So sad. TV, like, isn't TV? Real anymore. Though, in a weird way, I do think that TRL could probably come. I feel like everyone's so nostalgic for the early 2000s that I feel like, which fucking is weird, you guys. The fact, does anyone else feel weird that, like, our childhood is now coming back? Like, I feel like it's too soon.
I don't like low rise pants. I do not like the way they look on my body. I don't like low ride. I don't like low.
You guys, in a crazy turn of events, do we all remember when all Gen Z basically was like, no more skinny jeans and no more side part or middle with side parts?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys, skinny jeans are coming back.
What?
No way.
You guys.
You heard it here first?
You heard
no,
it here
Alana.
First. We are going through the years so rapidly that I saw like a person on TikTok like wearing skinny fucking jeans.
No.
And I was like, are we already back? You guys just clowned us like 5 years ago. And now
I'm
you're
not ready.
Now we're, I don't want them to come back. I hate jeans, period.
No, but I hate jeans. I hate jeans.
They're horrible.
Okay, not to be like product placement, but Madewell does make the softest denim. And they're called the Perfect Vintage, and they're called the Perfect Vintage Wide Leg, and they make them in petite. I'm 5'3", so I love a.
You are. Yeah. I would have never. You actually present tall on Zoom.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Really cool.
You're so welcome.
If like a box of Madewell jeans just showed up at each of our houses, we wouldn't say no.
So in eighth grade, actually, I knew skinny jeans were even. This was before they even fully came back because Lola Kirk was my cool friend in eighth grade. Like, I was like, that is my. She lived in New York, but it was fine. We saw each other in summers. But we talked to her on the phone every night. She and her best friend, Lana. So it was like Lola and Lana. They were my two very cool.
Oh, my God.
Cool,
Lola and Lana.
Yeah.
So chic.
My two very cool friends. And I went over to Lola's house once. It was like Jemima in the kitchen. The coolest of the cool. And Alice, their cousin, walked in wearing skinny jeans. It was the first time I had ever seen skinny jeans. And I was shocked. I went home and I said to my mom, I'm like, I'm looking for jeans that are like this. She didn't know what skinny. This was truly before they came back. And then my even cooler family friend, Taryn Simon, she's a brilliant artist. She lent me or gave me a pair of her Miss 60 skinny jeans from the 90s. And I wore those every day pretending I was Lola's cousin, Alice, thinking I was like, this is it. And then, I mean, that's it. That's the story. That's it.
Like, my parents were not buying me new jeans. So, like, I turned into a seamstress overnight. And this was also, like, hard to find. I mean, I was in, like, sixth grade when skinny jeans were coming back. It was like the Strokes era of like flower dresses and skinny jeans and looking like you're, you know, strung out on drugs all the time. And I sewed, all I had was like either like boot cut jeans or like flared jeans. And I would like turn them inside out. I would never measure. I didn't know how the fuck to do that. But I was like, I need to get skinny jeans. So I like sew like a triangle in my jeans and flip them right side in, and then they would be skinny. But like, God, they would be so ill fitting because they would be basically wide leg. And then at the very bottom would just taper really quickly.
But that's so
And cool. I was like, they're skinny. I was like, they're skinny. If anything, they look like pep. Like, what is it? Like one of those like big, like MC Hammer pants, if anything. Yeah. Like they look real not, they were not cute, but I was like, they're skinny. And
they're
like,
skinny. That's all that matters. What was your style in high school or whenever?
Yeah, I feel like my friends and I were honestly so like preppy. Like we were not alt. We were not cool in any way. Like Abercrombie Kids was the coolest place you could go. I remember one time my friend turned to me and she was like, I just counted. I have 40 things from Abercrombie. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard in my life. But I was always like basically too big to fit into Abercrombie Kids. Like the extra large was so tiny. My mom was like, why don't we go to another store that has like normal size clothing? And I was like, because I'd rather die than not wear Abercrombie Kids. I mean, like the fights, it was out of control. I remember coveting the jeans, True Religion jeans. I thought those were so, like there was nothing cooler than like the butt pockets. But I feel like I've always loved clothes and would like put, like take pictures, rip out, you know, pages of Teen Vogue and like put them on my wall. But then I was too cowardly to wear anything interesting. I would just wear what my friends wore, which was, you know, the Lacoste polo, the Abercrombie jean skirt.
Did you have a trucker hat? Did you have like a, because you were an Ashton Kutcher girl? Because I had trucker hats.
I remember vividly, I finally was allowed to get my ears pierced in the eighth grade, but I switched them out too early to go to Hillary's dance. And I was like leaking pus as I walked into her party, and I was wearing a trucker hat and these like leaky, dangly pus earrings.
The dingle dangle earring of that time, my earlobes have not recovered from like for some reason, like chandelier earrings were like all the fucking rage. And our poor earlobes, mine are stretched from that time. I remember going to school wearing like a chandelier. My sisters had like gotten like a chandelier earring from Urban Outfitters or something like that. And the pain, like every time I moved my head, it was like, oh my God, feel my earlobe just like stretching and like ripping. And I was like, ah. And everyone's like, oh my God, cool earrings. And I was like, I know. They're like really great. I'm so happy that I wore them to school today. Like, this is a great vibe for me.
But also I marked my calendar because it was 6 months after getting pierced. I got pierced in seventh grade. I remember marking my calendar to when I could wear dangly earrings.
That was huge.
It was a huge deal. And do you think you switched them out like month three?
Was it months or weeks?
I remember it being like, well, of course, because this is our skewed,
I feel like when
perception.
You're young, 6 months is like 17 years. Yeah.
I think you're right. I'm sure it was like 3 weeks. But for me, in my mind, I think it was 6 months. Whatever. I marked a calendar because it was so exciting to me.
And my mom being like, don't do that. You're going to regret this. And I was like, but if I don't do this, I'm not going to get kissed at Hillary's dance. Spoiler alert, it didn't have any effect. It was in her garage. The theme was black and pink, obviously.
Oh, my God, obvi.
And I was dingle dangling my infected ears all over the boys.
Wait, when did you have your first kiss? Was it in middle school?
I did have kisses in Spin the Bottle, like, in eighth grade, but I, like, don't count them. And I feel like it wasn't properly kissed. I feel like I wasn't properly kissed till after high school, if I'm being honest.
Fair.
Yeah.
I get it.
And that's why I'm kind of doing comedy publicly.
Because
you don't want to count it too. You're like, yeah, first make out, exactly. Yeah. And then I even remember, this is kind of sad too, but I remember going to college and like having all these drunken makeouts and being like, well, I don't want to count these either.
Oh.
So I always count my first kiss. Shout out to this guy, Bleep Bleep. His name's Bleep. And I played him a Bright Eyes song and we made out on a bench.
Stop. You played him Bright Eyes?
My like favorite. In headphones?
I was like, listen. Yeah, we would like, I guess we would split headphones. We'd like each listen to one. Like these are.
That's so cute.
Garden State.
Oh my God. It was
you
so
were full rom-com. Honestly, that's you should count that one as your first
It
kiss.
Was worth the wait. I was kind of like, it was at a summer theater festival, obviously. And I like felt, and I felt so was in love with him.
Williamstown? Was it the festival?
It was. Did you do Williamstown?
I did not, but I have friends who did. The festival.
It's heaven. The festival.
Oh, ooh. Gosh.
But yeah, we had a kiss on a bench, and I was like, this will count. It was just one of those things. I was like, I've waited my whole life, and now this is worth it, because, like, I can't believe this is actually happening. It was such a perfect summer romance.
Is he still acting on the stage?
I don't know if he's acting. He now is married with a kid. Shout out to his family.
Wow.
So he's acting happy.
Oh, am I right? Yeah, he's acting.
Yeah. No, kids are apparently amazing, and it's just a
no. You know what? I don't know about that.
I love being single.
Do you not want to be single? I feel like single is fun. You're over it.
It's fun. The thing is, so both my sisters are serial monogamous, and I don't know what the fuck happened with me. It might be my Sagittarian ways. Mm-hmm. But
you love adventure.
I feel like I haven't. I do love adventure. I'm an archer. Except the thing is, the one thing that I don't really like of my sign is, like, you're supposed to be, like, a wilderness gal. I'm not a wilderness gal. I've never been camping.
You don't know that yet. You could be.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm a camping gal.
Have you been to the national parks?
I've actually never been to any national park.
Alana, let me tell you, when you go to a national park, you feel so small. And you look at a rock and you think, nothing I care about matters. And you say, thank God. For these national parks.
Oh my God.
Check it out.
This is going to be me in my 30s. I'm going to become a camping gal. I love that.
Oh my God. Get your gorp ready. Let's go.
Gorp it up, queen.
Gorp it up, babe.
I feel like I just turned 31, 30 fun, a couple weeks ago. And
welcome.
I've never had, not to unpack so much on Free Period today, so I start crying. I've never had a relationship last longer than a year. So
that's
it's
okay.
Kind of like, it's totally fine. I mean, I'm not like thinking
okay.
about it or anything. I'm sorry, there's just something in my eye. It's just dusty in here. But like, I just had like an epiphany of like, I probably, like, not that I want to, like, obviously I don't want to, like, settle down now. I love, you know, doing me and going out and having rendezvous. But I'm like, fuck, I feel like I should have like the foundation of being with someone for more than a year, because I've never, it's always been a year, and they're just like, you leave all the time. A lot of them are British. I need to stop going for British dudes. But a
Me
lot of them
too.
Are like, you leave all the time, and like, you're on tour, and like, I can't find you. And I'm like, okay, great. Well, fuck my life. All right. Are we breaking up? Okay, cool. Fine.
It's a classic artist tale. Your lifestyle isn't conducive to having these long, but after a year, you know, anyway, so it's a blessing. You don't need
That's
to stick
true.
Around for no reason.
It's true. I mean, honestly, every time I'm ready to roll, I'm like, they're the ones that are like, I can't do this anymore. It's because I don't know. We're going to
unpack them.
They're
intimidated. They're intimidated by your power. I'm serious.
I'm going to take it and I'm going to embrace.
Even the strongest of men don't like to admit that they want to be like in control. And when they're not, they're like, I don't know what's happening. It's not right.
It's not right. It's not right. Honestly, my favorite headline of, not that I read my headlines, I swear I'm not a narcissist. I am a little bit. But there, I did like one interview during the pandemic, and the whole interview, basically under my breath, I said like, oh yeah, like a guy ghosted me during the pandemic, and that's really hard to do that because we're all home. So obviously he's not doing anything. And the headline was, even Alana Haim gets ghosted during the pandemic. And I was like,
oh,
wow,
my God.
This is really great for my future suitors that I'm, you know, getting ghosted when everyone is home and has nothing to do.
I was just saying single during pandemic for three. It's like, it's a very, when no one was going out. And I do feel like we lost a year.
Oh, definitely. I feel like I'm in my late 20s.
Me
it's
too.
Not fair.
I turned Same. 30 over in 2020. I turned 30 in 2020. And
oh, God, I know. It's not fair. We really, I mean, at least we weren't like 22 during it. That would have been worse.
I do think about that. And to all our listeners who are 22, it's okay. That it's actually fine. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's okay.
But I feel like we went on a tangent too. But it's all, hey, listen, seventh grade never leaves us. This was just always our motto. So anything we talk about now.
Yeah, I just, whenever someone's rude to me, I try and I'm just like, okay, you are actually like a small, scared seventh grader who hates themselves.
Yes.
And it has nothing to do with me. It's so funny, like, you look at pictures and you're like, oh my God, like, this girl was, I literally once wrote, this is so dark, I wrote on a sticky note that said "You are fat" and put it on my mirror.
Why?
So that I would like do like a workout or not eat or something. Didn't take.
Oh my god.
No, it's fine. I'm fine. I literally did the South Beach diet when I was 14.
Oh.
Isn't that so incredible? Me and my mom making like ricotta with Splenda. It's not bad, actually.
I was gonna say, that sounds fantastic.
Were y'all bullied?
I was fully bullied. I was like real bullied. I was bullied really bad. Real bad. I was bullied really bad.
God. Honestly, I love up until picturing the end your haters. Of high school,
I always had bullies in every school that I went to. I don't know what that says about me, but you know, I'm just, again, I will unpack it this week. My therapist is gonna have to tell her that I name dropped her in this pod, but also got a lot to unpack from this episode.
No, but you and I, Alana and I, are both people pleasers, so I think we both were obsessed with befriending the mean girl or like the popular, whoever. I always wanted to befriend the bully so that I was protected and they couldn't bully me.
That's bold. Have you ever had any like former bullies reach out now being like, hey, like, I'm sorry for the way I treated you?
None of them have apologized. But my first bully ended up coming to one of my shows.
No.
Like, I think she came to the Wiltern. And the thing is like, I don't think that she remembers bullying me. Like, I don't think that I think she kind of like blocks it out. Cause honestly, what growth, me being 31, at the end of the day, you realize like all these people, like it was such a big part of your life, but it probably meant nothing to them. Like they had no idea what the fuck they were doing. So like I ended up, she came to my show and then I ran into her, I think, at some party, and like she came up to me and like talked to me as if nothing was wrong, and I was like, how are we having you fully like maybe like set me off on a trajectory of life that like was like the worst kind of friendship that like made me find that kind of friendship, like it was like a pattern, like she like started a pattern in my life. But really, at the end of the day, if I said like you bullied me, she'd probably be like, what, like we were friends, you know what I mean? Like it was like that kind of thing. But that's just, you know, healing my inner wound of bullies. But it was a crazy thing. I mean, like, yeah, it was treacherous. I think I've said it before, but I was like, I had a group of friends that called me the coat hanger. Like, I would just hold their coats. Yeah.
Wait, why?
At the jungle gym.
Why would
they
call you that?
We have talked about this on the pod, but I would, like, literally they would give me their coat. Like, we would go to the jungle gym.
And they're like, I want to use the slide.
And they'd
Alana?
Be like, I want to go play.
No.
And I would just hold their coats. Yeah.
Like, haha, that's such a funny one, guys.
And I was like, oh my God, I'll just stand here. Just, like, let me know when you want your coat. And there were a lot of coats. Let me tell you. I was, like, strong
also,
as fuck.
By the way, you grew up in the valley. What coats are there to wear?
In the fall. I mean, today's, yesterday was, like, one of the coldest days of the goddamn year. But like, yeah, it was pretty gnarly. But you had two younger brothers, as we said, who I'm going to marry one of them.
You are going to, yeah, take your pick. You know that we actually all live in the same building.
Stop.
In New York. Isn't that so cute?
That's so cute.
I orchestrated it.
You guys were close.
Yeah, we're all close. We're all like 2.5 years apart.
Did you guys go to school together? Like when you were in high school, were they freshmen when you were like a senior?
Yeah. And we went to all the way through college together, me and my brother. And so we have like the same friend group from college, which is so fun because he's an actor and he does theater too.
Oh my.
So we have a little.
That's so nice. You guys all got into college. What blessed.
I know.
Blessed family.
I mean, do you ever write or collaborate with him?
No, I made him like, I used to, he's a good guitar player and I used to record myself. This is classic. I used to record myself singing Taylor Swift covers in high school. And then I would play them. I would play them for my dad and be like, I'd be like, am I good? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, don't lie. Okay, thanks.
I get it.
But no, we haven't collabed in that way. It was Teen Idol to me.
It was Teen Idol.
Yeah, no, they're the best. But I do think what you're saying, like, yeah, maybe I wasn't bullied, but the way that friends treat each other in those years is bullying. Like, just that they, I remember, this is formative. I was scared to put in a tampon, classic. And so my friend was finally like, just let me show you how to do it. And she goes, oh my God, I can't see it past all that hair. And I was like, I didn't know we were supposed to get rid of the hair because no one told me.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I know. And to this day, I have a huge bush. Shout out to that moment. But that was really formative.
That's so gnarly.
I can't see it through the hair. I was you don't have hair? She's like, I shave it. I'm like, we're 12. What are you shaving your pussy for?
Like, I didn't know that you had to shave. I mean, not had to. No one has to do fucking anything. But that, like,
girls, feminists.
Thank you. But like, when I was like, yeah, I'll never forget. Like, I for some reason, this is like a very formative thing for me as well. My mom had like a magazine, like some sort of like magazine that was like not, maybe it was New York Magazine. I don't know, something in the back of her car. And when I was like 10 or 11, there was like a whole article that was like, the bush is back. And I was reading it and I was like, oh my God, I think I was like 10 or 11. And I was like, thank God I read this article because the bush is back. So like, I never shaved. And then when I got my first boyfriend, he mentioned like, I was like, I'm in the know, the bush is back. So like, I just let it fucking hang. I was like, the bush is fucking back.
For years.
In New York, it was back, not Los Angeles.
Yeah, no. And like my boyfriend at the time, he was very sweet about it. He was like, he was also, you know, very like, do you, like very nice about it. But he like mentioned like, you know, like, oh, like this is interesting, because I think every girl, I mean, he was like way more popular than I was when I he was my first boyfriend. I think I was like very much not his first girlfriend. I think he had already, you know, hooked up with a bunch of other girls, and I think all of them were getting waxed at this point. And then I come in like full hippie chick, bush is back, the bush is fucking back. And I'm with you. I was a bush gal. And you know what, I started late. And honestly, after he mentioned it, I was like, oh, okay, well, it's my preference. And I think I still kept it going. Powerful. But then I think at one point I was like, I'm going to see what this feels like. And then I kind of felt like a porn star or something. And I was
totally.
Oh, okay, this is cool. I'm into it. Let's keep this going.
Yeah, I'm like, the idea that I shaved my full pussy at age 13 and it wouldn't get touched for like 6 years is just incredible. I'm like, no, I'm like, I do it for me. I'm like, no, it doesn't feel good. Nonstop ingrown hairs. Like, what am I trying to prove? God.
Honestly, the bush is fucking back. That's what this episode's going to be called, is
the bush is back.
A mere 12 years old.
So fun. Oh my God, insane.
Well, I mean, I think that's a fucking great place to end.
The bush is back, baby.
The bush is back. Oh my God, Catherine. I fucking love you.
Y'all
dude.
Are the best.
You're so talented. You Stop. Are. We are so honored that you're on the show.
No, oh I'm God. Honored. I can't wait. I can't wait to meet in real life.
I know.
I can't wait to meet in real life. If you ever come, I mean, you and Sasha are, you know, so far away from me.
I know,
but
you and I. And you, Catherine, and I can get a little.
I know. Don't you dare hang out without me. I will become your bully friend if you guys hang out without me.
Thank you so
much. Catherine,
you're
the best. Thank you for being on Free Period. We love you.
Hi, it's Sasha. I just want to let you know that we are going on break next week and we will pick up the following week. We will miss you and thank you for listening to Free Period.
Thank you for listening to Free Period, a presentation of Cadence 13 and Odyssey Studio. Bye!